This morning, shall we turn to Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. Book of Colossians chapter 1, verse 14 for our gospel this morning. Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. This morning I want us to think about redemption. The subject is redemption. Our verse is, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. That is, in Christ Jesus we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. And okay, your pastor, dream as some of your so the Bible no can say Ojie. Now yes, more original song Colossians 4 chapter 1 verse 14. I say and I knew near what Ojie I nam ni muja so and only one fache. When we think of redemption, it's in the Bible, it's always about man's salvation. And I think nowadays the word redemption, I don't know, like the other word which is deliverance or deliverance, has been falsely taught by most of, I mean, churches around, and you say deliverance service, and that is, they are going to cast out demons or, I mean, spell other curses in the lives of people or all that. So, as they want to talk of the redemption and deliverance, people sometimes think of that kind of false way of thinking, but that's not the Bible of thinking of deliverance. It's only Christ Jesus that can offer deliverance or redemption from the curse of sin, the curse of the law, and anything that comes with it. So we have that in whom we have redemption through his blood, that is in Christ Jesus alone. The end can say, you can't redemption or GNOA. Since I think, before we break church, I'm going to break or GNOA. Or more to two home one, and now some up in palm, or whatever can say, and you may be a high bemo, nice or my job with you. Now, the air can say, Yahoo, is used to pet and it's made Jinny perfume one, and a how be a mini pana, a jew be a. Now, study a yea and same canoe, a verse and no canoe, say, and I'm Christo Muja Suna, or dear, and now one if you are the mighty. But to go for it, salvation of man, no matter how it is described, it always indicates it indicates the fall of man. Man in his sin, guilty, condemned, and helpless, and who must be restored. When we talk of redemption concerning man, and we know that nobody can really understand the gospel message in the Bible if the proper condition of man is not really known. You see, once again, now some people, for example, also think it's an old, idea people have that man is not originally a sinner. We only come to this world to become sinners. And they say there's nothing like original sin, and they will talk and talk about. We will see as we go on, we see that man is originally a sinner, and also in practice, we also practice our own sins, to add up to what we had before. So if anyone misunderstands that man is originally a sinner, then there will be a problem from understanding also that man has to be redeemed from such state. So, because somebody who doesn't believe in God, an atheist will say, I'm not originally a sinner. I don't steal, I don't cheat, so I'm not a sinner. But that is not the case. We are born in sin. They're going to say, Bimuso AGD, sir, Nipayan, we are born in, your baby has sons, a bad at the point you're for. And they're going to say, we'll go on more, so on, or so on, and they're going to say, So to go on, man is poorly sick with sin. That's what the Bible describes the state of man. Christ is the doctor, and salvation is his medicine. The Ekan is there, Nipa, Bonne, Aye, yes, Yare. Na Christo, Noye, or Yarisafo, and quite yellow, any dra Christo or the mine. And I'm quite yes, to me, I give his bonimo. But if we read Isaiah chapter 1, verse 6, it says that from the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it. That is the state of, I mean, a natural man. I say, if he, if I now say, a copy of the no, I say, we are not doing it, or what I'm saying, and if I tell you, I mean, if you say, yeah, I mean, I say, the BB, I mean, say, yeah, yeah, war, yeah, miss me away, but we have seen you one more. The yeah, I can be on you, and I tell you, I'm crying. I say, what I'm for, BB, I'm crying, so I'm crying him. Would you say if you cry on him, Sana Nipa, Sunsumuno, Yansu Tibia at here? Man is stripped of righteousness because of sin. You know, when God created man, man was upright, man was right, man could stand before God and speak to God. Man can speak to God one on one in the Garden of Eden. But when man sinned, man himself began to run away. Man saw his own shortfall, that he cannot stand before God, he cannot meet God and speak with him. So Christ, by his redemptive act, by his salvation, clothed him who comes to him for righteousness, gives him back what man has lost in Adam. The kind of said, Nipa, your training outside your way to me, and me and him, now to meet him, this man, young uncle, Adam and Eve. Adam, no to meet him, you to me in the casa, or to me in young Peter, who deal to me, or to me in the casa. Now, Nipa, you want to Nipa shares, you'll be anything I mentioned. I can say, Nipa, share a training. Say, what to me, Tim, we jam me in him. Now, yes, see, Christo, or no, or dear, no, so no, or the Saturn here is also back a manipa, while they were about to show whatever mount. Now, Adam would be a trace a dear way. So, naturally, everyone's soul is starving of spiritual life. Say, check, makes me aware, baby, we have to know. Your cra, any. Soon, Abraham will be a new Kabia, a new Bibia, a church between your main young Peter who did. So Christ here meets us as a living bread and water of life. While we are starving of spiritual life, in Christ we can find a living bread and water of life. That which can our soul can feed upon to be able to live and to be able to have that life that meets up to the standard of God. As a Christo Mona Nipa, Enyasa. Also, we look at man naturally is in darkness of unbelief. Yes, Nipa, your shame is your way, baby, as you know, your war, and you assume if we say. Yeah, baby, I see ya. Yeah, until Bibia, ah, Nyameka. Yeah, can't ask them quiet. Yeah, now you must be Nyame, Benyan Kita Hudie. So here, Christ meets us as the light of knowledge and understanding and faith. Until the other kind of say, Christ only die no so no. Ahano obeshia yen na ode. Adrian also inya ne bi adim enenti asie eni jedie the brain na itu mi eje nyankupo na no ne betu mi jina nyankupo enim. So man naturally stands before God in the natural state, condemned, but Christ appears as our surety and plays his righteousness for his for our justification. The Ekan said, Nipa said ni tibia si yewo na be wiase no ogya nyame nim se wa ye obi a yebu ni fo emre bia se ba bo se yakopon na bufu show e kata nipa so emre bia odi boy ni yakopon bufu show wono so na ye ka se eno no na Jesus Christo ne ogiemu opie bae te se obi a ntemjeni e maye na ordinary train ni beje amienim se da bi mi wu ma nipa we ntifa me train ni ma no se nipa ni de the resurrection Christ mu a. So all these things show us that man is on the opposite side and Christ is on the opposite side, which Christ has to come to bring in that which can bring man back to life. So as I said, redemption is about, when we talk about man, is the fallen nature of man. Man who has fallen into sin, who has been corrupted, who has been condemned, helpless, who needed to be restored back to his original state. And I've also show how Christ meets us on the opposite side. The American said, Sir, Eka or GNO, I said, Nipa, I say, Obonim,
one amaye ebuyefo a intumi enyehwe na me nim na osenyame ebuyefo de ko wonsam jemu no ese yehwe ada na aside so Kristo e ho na oba na ode enyoma ehia na ede aba enkwa enyoma ehia na tumi dibeye ebuwe ebi mu nyame nim no ode maye wa ode re to ne so se obewu ni wu no wu Calvary no hwe ni moja guye na ode re beto so no na ode jidi ashe mu no na no na Kristo shia o or this near my now to be the. So to go on further, redemption normally, the word redemption, let's look at the word redemption. In the normal language speaking, the deliverance of a person out of captivity by an act of power. For instance, we have presidential pardon. Sometimes, when the president is going off from the office, you say, I want to take some prisoner out of prison, prisoner, so it doesn't matter what they have done. If the president said they should be released, they ought to be released. Or also, maybe somebody has a bail amount on him, so that when it is paid, then the person is released. So that we say that the money paid, ransom payment, that is, the money has been paid for his release from prison. So either way, either the presidential pardon or the ransom which is paid, he's being released from prison. So that's the idea, is that you pay something so that somebody, a debt is cancelled, or somebody who is in a captivity is released. That's the picture of the normal word used in the normal life, the redemption normally used in normal life. So when we come to the Bible, the word describes also the way God recovers those whom He has chosen from eternity in Christ, whom in time He sent Christ to come and die on the cross of Calvary, and all who come to Him by faith and trust His work on the cross of Calvary, so that He forgives them, He takes them from the bondage of sin. As I said, by nature, we are all sinners, we are all wretched, so that we cannot deliver ourselves. But when that which God through Christ has done on the cross of Calvary, we put our faith in His death on the cross, His blood that He shed. When we put our trust in that, that is the only that can pay for us our forgiveness of sin, then we are redeemed. Then this redemption is forever, because Christ has died for all sinners who come to Him forever. So, we also see the infinite love and kindness of God, because God has no obligation on Him to send to us a Savior. God was right to punish everyone by our sinful nature, but God in His own love sent forth His only begotten Son. John 3:16 said that for God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. So that He sent His Son looking upon our room so that we can be restored to liberty. I want to give further illustration of, for us to picture the word redemption. For instance, when a terrorist hijacks an aircraft, you see, they will seize the passengers and they become their hostage or captives, whatever. And then later they will demand a price to be paid for their release. So the price they will call for is called the ransom amount to be paid. So when the government or whoever is hijacked pays that amount, the people are released. So you see that it gives us a picture of some people are in captive. And the captors are calling for what? Amount to be paid. So when the ransom price is paid, the hostages are discharged. And then we say that they are redeemed. They have been delivered from their captors. The air can say, Yakshe or Jia and Funina Obabun Mua, I fat Nipan Kwa Jia Jia Fibonimu, Ediba, not a batch in Yemunua. As I said, as a terrorist for be a Kako plane aeroplane be. Na omuni pano omose omudo makusi esese ye nche sike bia ye nja o na ok no bia ba so ko betu ye sika on ba betu ya no na friends say e ogie sika sika no ejina so ma ye de age omu efi bebia na ye de omakwa kwhe na na ma ye picture say Kristo ni je no na me moja so obaji ye no ni pa obonim Kristo e ba ba ye fi bonim if say ni moja na ohwegu ye no no ne no penetua money aho asotwe ebo. Also, we also look at during the slave trade, many were stolen or sold out as slaves to Europe. So the slaves were taken from their families, forced away from their own country. They were packed in ships, and when they reached their destination, they are sold in the market. And usually they will be maltreated and humiliated, I mean, abuses and all that. And later some will be committed into hard labor in plantations and in mines. And the means of their liberation is either by they being confined in chains or in prisons till they die to end their misery. For them to be liberated from the sorrow and the misery of their life, either they die in prison and they are being released. Or their liberty is obtained by paying a sum of money for it. In such a case, when somebody comes to pay for the price of a slave, then he's redeemed. That slave is ended of his slavery. He becomes a free man. Then he walks away free. And as this all gives us a general idea of redemption, I want us to go deep in the case of man, God and man, how God applies this redemption to man. As I said before, God, in the beginning of his creation of man, he made man upright, and man was free man. But you know, as we all have the account in Genesis, man soon lost his liberty, he lost his freedom. He lost it unto sin. Then, Satan also what? Captivated, because Satan is in darkness. He's already a sinner. And he has that power to tempt us to sin. So when he also tempted our parents in the Garden of Eden, they also complied, and thereby they acted upon that, and then sinned. Adam sinned. And how we talk of the original sin in Adam is this, that Adam, when he was disobeying God in the Garden of Eden, he did it on our behalf. He represented us in the Garden of Eden. In the Garden of Eden. So when he fell, we all fell in him. The can say, "Se kan ojie se finyame ho eba nipa hoa." The air can say, "Nyakupobo nipa se demikani se nipa no etreni ni na owo owo hutum ne mumbone ba ya no nipa baye beshe unkuwa unkuwa sumu do beshe bonya se ni kan se obunzam eso nipa shere na nipa Adam osu yede oji social no oji tumu oye di etiame asem. Na yese oji tumu no Adam tama oye bonya no. Oye bone ma yenya. Enti yenya efia da mu ba nya enso be ye adebonyefo. Na ye kasa Adam no oye bone no. Oye bone e man. Uko Romans chapter 5 verse 12. In Romans chapter 5 verse 12, the Bible says that by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Bible ni se nipa ba ko bone ne ba wi ase de ma chim sa Adam bone no. Enti bone fa ni pe nya so enti nya ya ye adebonyefo. So man is originally a sinner. Death has passed upon all men. This is one of the basis of the proof that man naturally is a sinner. But we have other verses also that prove that. So man becoming, Adam becoming sin, he sinned on our behalf, and in him we have all become sinners. And I mean, we all know in life that anyone who comes to the world by his own practice, he also sinned. And before he practices, before he knows, I mean, knowledge of good and evil, I mean, before he knows anything like doing evil, the thing is it's in him. It's an indwelt condition. It's a condition that is in us as every person that comes into this world. So in this condition, we are born, live, and die, and perish eternally, unless Christ's redemption is applied to our soul by the Holy Spirit. In this condition that we come into the world, said the baby has said at the point of four, ah, ya mi no, ya shre ne chene no. Si et na sa et biyemu na si yuwa ye ira da ah ya baby fi ya mi ni so akobun samdim. Jise Christo ni ojia no humpongo no ede mai ni etu mi e ye fi sa abone enku asumuni mu. So we come in repentance and trust on the shed blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which he pays for sin, that when we ourselves have the knowledge of our own sin and knew that we are being pressed by our own sin, we have seen the corruption of our own nature, and we have seen how vile we are before God, then we also move on. We call upon the Lord, we call upon his name, we ask him to forgive us, then we pray to him and he saves us and he forgives us of our sin. Then the Holy Spirit cleanses us from our sin by the blood of Jesus. He cleanses us from our sin and gives us his righteousness, which makes us upright before God. So there can say, yes, we have a baby, we have a say, yet me, you hear bonny, Nasa, you have a bonnet, I say, na, you couldn't have been your bonfire, sir, next, the bonifacer, next, I crave your bonny horn. Hong Kong, the East Coast of Woods are not so bad, but here, no, my trainer, Jim Dijna, I mean, in this case, our sin debt has been paid because of the blood of Jesus Christ. But through our faith in Him, it is not cleansed or paid just because Christ came to die, but it is cleansed and paid because we come to believe on Him that He died for my sin. I come and believe on Him that He died for my sin. You come and believe on Him that He died for your sin and rest your hope on what He did on the cross of Calvary alone for sinners as the only means that pays for sin's death. Tell the Akana said, tell the Akana who said, Christ only will know who are sending you, and a woman, who and a woman, me bonnet, send me to me back the string of one's offer, Mujano, and Fenchia, and bonnet can offer, me bonnet and terminal. So we'll be a band for Sah, but the bonnet channel, no, I hope no, if you, the bonnet, no idea, no, the trinity, am I? If we were to look at the condition of slaves in chains, as they are sold in the marketplace and being maltreated, wishing the pains of, I mean, the death, pains of death on their faces, you sometimes you say, oh, then they are in a pitiable condition. Oh, they are suffering, they are suffering. That's what we might say. But as we know, if we are also not being washed from our sins and we are still in our condition that we came to this world, by nature, you are also a captive of sin and the devil. You are under the influence of Satan. Sin is your master. As those in the slave trade, those one who came, come and purchase, I mean, or come and take the slaves, and they are the slave masters. So you also, in that natural state of captive, I mean, slavery to sin and the devil, you are also in a state of slavery. That's what, spiritual slavery. You are also barred from God. You are not. You are also serving your sin. And as we know, the Bible tells us that all those in that condition, they say that the devil has had them captive at his own will. In 2 Timothy 2:26, it says that, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will. We are enslaved to our sin, and that point has given opportunity for Satan to also rule over us. That's what, I mean, the Bible is saying. So until we are delivered from our sin, we are under the mastery of Satan. It's like Satan is like the prison warder, and when you are committed to prison, the prison warder has authority over you. But immediately, authority comes that it ought to be released. The prison warder has nothing to do with you. He cannot control anymore. So that is the picture of Satan. It's not the one that the price that Christ paid is given. It's prayed because it's God that man sinned. So Satan is only our master when we are in sin. But immediately sin, death is paid for, God releases us and Satan has no power over us. So those who teach that, oh, a Christian should have deliverance and they are having deliverance, worship and whatever, they don't know what it is to be saved. Salvation delivers you from any bondage to sin, from demons or whatever curses. There's nothing like ancestral curses when I'm saved. There's nothing like demons possessing when I'm saved. I am being delivered. The death is only when the payment for my sin's death is not paid. Then Satan can have dominion over me. Demons can have dominion over me. But immediately it is paid, I'm no more under sin. I'm no more under the power of sin. So Satan has no dominion over me. So, continue with our issue with original sin. In Isaiah 48 verse 8, we read a portion of it. It says that it talks about the sinners and was called transgressors from the womb. Transgressors from the womb. How can a person be called transgressor from the womb? What has the person done from the womb? What has the person from the womb, what has he done? But we are called transgressors from the womb. It adds up to what we have said that by one man's sin, sin entered into the world, and all by him have sinned. And that all are sinners, and we have come, we have fallen short of the glory of God, and we have become destitute of the true riches or true righteousness which is in Christ Jesus, the image and the blessing of God we have lost, we are destitute of it. And then, as I said, this also gives us over to Satan to have dominion over us. So the can say, say Nyangupo eti yefi boni mwa. To say, can say, obida prison na yaje no efio. Ne can say, obonsam mesmo wo tumi wo adeboye for anu say, boni ema yeko tibia yefi Nyangupo eni onyamu. Na obonsam wa to say prison obi wo prison warder. You do go to prison and not sure. So when I say to me, basta ye njum fi prisoner, we need to me be our studio. And I yeka say, say nyangu pon etuya ade Yesu Kristo. Yesu Kristo mojano epe paye hona se etuya epone ka. Obunsa me need to me our studio bio. And I yeka say omo I yeka say oh oje osum. Omo akwa je ni pa efi ebi a abeyifon sem. And no me a edi ano me ngofo. They say. I'm going to say, Obi, I had your own Quabian, or Bonsamme, no, maybe I knew so. If it's a Christo Mujano, actually, if you want to, and a man on me, Bani Passo, Bonipe, and a man, and Brian Pombra, Crane, no, me, no, a buyer so. As the idea of you, Bonimua, not only a Bonsamme, I'm wanting you to me, so that when our sins are the debt for our sin is paid, there's no more dominion of sin over us. There's no more dominion of Satan over us. We are free, and we are more. We are now having the righteousness that makes God to have fellowship with us, to become His sons and His daughters. So we see that when we have been entangled with the ropes of our sin, when we are in the state of serving our own lusts and corrupt desires, then Satan is continuously also tempting us to do more. He's always it's like when there's fire already, he put in more. I mean, the fuel to burn more, so that we sin more against our God. And when we look at the condition of man, I'm sure each one of us here will agree that everyone, I mean, is a sinner. And everyone needs repentance of sin. And everyone needs the payment of Christ's redemption for our sin. Unless you don't see yourself as a sinner. Unless you don't see yourself as someone under the slavery of your own corruption. And I'm sure each one of us have our peculiar sin that disturbs us. That sometimes we are even alarmed by it. The American said, Obia onim se bone eha no bone di ne su bia no ndie no so hu se Kristo ne aforebo oboye tu abone ka no ehu hia ma no. So each one of us needs this to be delivered. So this verse is not said in vain. Each one of us needs this in our life, in whom, that is in Christ, we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. That is, in Christ alone we are free. We might not be as some of these sins I'm coming to mention here, but we have our own sins also. How many don't we see as slaves to drunkenness? Many we see somebody has become slave to drunkenness, and unless he drinks, he cannot do anything. Cursing, maybe fornication, lying, cheating, envy, malice, backbiting, or some other, you know, any all sort of sins have control over human heart because of our condition. And the reason these sins have control over us is because we are sinners. It's not because we came to this world to practice it, because it is in us. And each one of us have our peculiar sins that troubles us. And we must also know that whatever sin that has dominion over us, if we keep that state, the Bible says that the end of those states of sinfulness is death. The end of all sin leads to death. And even as now, God's anger is resting on everyone who is a slave to sin. Nyakopon ebu fu show e da obi a oyɛ bɔne akɔ aso. Obi a bɔne di ne so no, ɛsɛ nyakopon bu show no. So na meka sɛ me bɔne bi a meka wa high ground bia na yɛnim bi die ba. Yɛ ne yɛ wo yɛ bɔne edi yɛ so. Na meka sɛ nsanom. Yehu nipa bebree ansa ahyɛ ɔmo so. Na ɛka sɛ kasa hunuka ene dwamanbo ene ntro ene sisie ahoya ne otan ne ene ntutwi ne woni bebre obi a woni bon ye dinu so na ni nya no nya so bi e be wiase na e be ya bon ye ko ne mu e ya de wo ye mu na obi a e dinu so na me ka se na sa bon ye dinu pa so nya ne wie ye no e ye owo ina empo no nyankopon na bubu hyo e wo obi a bon e bi a dinu so en fa ho ne bon se so se so bọni bi edi osu bia ehyo eyewo ade bia opene ye bia no eduko wo until you have come to Jesus Christ, until you have come and seek for forgiveness so that the penalty for your sin has been paid, you are under condemnation, you are under the wrath of God. It doesn't matter how much religion you put across and fa ho ne bia sorry abekọ ni base ma papa ni base ma odo hun esiko kopi mbre se ogbonne edu so en fa ogbonne bia se so se so edu so no oda so yakopo bufu shi wono e wo so for else we also read somewhere that says that for this thing's sake that cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Sin makes us disobedient to God, and in that state we are under the wrath of God. Yakopo ne bufu shi e kata ye so bufu shi wa ye tremu a da che de beko obunsam jim e kata ye so. And the funny thing in the world is that man always advocates for human liberty so that we can live in a world of peace where there will be no wars, I mean, where there will be no armed robbery and other things. And yet, many don't feel their sense of their slavery to sin. It's a sad state. And that's the condition of all men. The Ekkadi said, say the way we are seeing me, we are for a prayer. I want to say, but me, I say we are seeing who are toying. Say, maybe I'm to find a debate. We are say, say I'm robbers. Nay, maybe we are say how we rebuke you. Omo, nemo ndu do nala. Enyi, enhu, omo, enti, enyanti, nkem, omo, mes, omo ye, enku amapone. It's a sad thing, and it's a very, very, very sad thing that the world call for peace and freedom, human liberty, human freedom, and yet the greatest slavery is our souls. The greatest slavery of man is the soul into sin, which each one of us, whether we are free in the world or not, until we have come to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and believe on his blood that he shed on the cross for the payment of sin debt, until we have done that and God has forgiven us of our sin, we are still slaves to our sin. We are still slaves, and God have nothing to do with slaves. God deal with sons. Because through Jesus Christ, he's making sons and daughters. And when we come to in Christ, become one of his, either daughter or son. But also, let's look at, a slave has no power to deliver himself, so man under sin has no power. The power to deliver oneself from the bondage of sin, God has to give us. God must give us. We cannot deliver ourselves. But the sad thing that man, most people don't perceive their misery. Most people think they are okay if their world condition is better and okay. But if each one of us, if we have not come to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if we have not rest our hope on him, and if we have not seen his forgiveness for our sin upon our heart, because it's not something that is like just an idea. If God forgives us of our sin, he sent his Holy Spirit to our heart to confirm it to us. So if we have not received it, then our slavery to sin is a great indeed. It's a great thing indeed. It's something that we have to think about it. Each of us have to look into our heart and see. My sinfulness, has God, have I gone to God to forgive me of my sin? Or am I still under my sin, I'm okay with it. Some will try to say, oh, I've prayed to God to forgive my sin. And yet they love their sin, their very sin. They have not repented of their sin. God is willing to forgive. It's always a Bible truth that when people repent, therefore God forgives. So in the Old Testament, you see, when the prophet comes, they repent. 10 from your evil ways. 10 always turns people to 10. It's not that God cannot forgive us. Repentance does not form part of God's forgiveness. But God has made it that when we repent, when we hate and turn our backs upon our sin, then he also can forgive us of our sin. And many people are not having this blessing from the hand of God because many people love their sin. They might try to repent of some sins, but some sins, no, they will still hold on to that. And God will never give us the blessings of the death of Christ on the cross of Calvary. The blood that He shed on the cross, God will never give it to any one of us if we still love even one of our sins that we know. If we hold on to them, we shall still be slaves. And God has nothing to do with slaves. And there are others also who think that, oh, okay, I'm a sinner, but I'm doing something to correct it. I'm doing something by my own power to correct it. But ask yourself, how can your own doing correct the sins you have done before? The sins you have done before is a sin, it's a debt. And the Bible says that our righteousness before God is as filthy rags. Before God, our righteousness does not count, so long as we are in our sin. Bible says that yet me nyan hwe enfentu e bona ko efise Bible says ye me nim no ye papa ya ye te sent to magufi ase papa sent to magufi a ade na bi mu so de o mo re to se o mo tu me papa na amaso na me ni David boni aye no papa entu me pepe fi hoda. And also the image of God that we have lost, the glory, the righteousness of man of God that we have lost, can our good deeds restore that? Okay, let's continue to do good things. Can that glory be restored? No, it can't. It's a spiritual thing. Something which has to be done through only Christ Jesus, who died on the cross for our sin. Said the yede nyama ni pakura shi wo adamu nube mano no. Entu mi fa papa biya obiya yoso. And now Christo pen ni juma no ayo kavari no. And no pen na ibetu mi amasa nyama no ababiyo. And let's also even think of holiness. How can we be holy? See, I come back to me, why you come from? Obi unto me, a man who come from. Even those of us who are saved, we are still sinners. We are sinners saved by grace. Sinners which, if God should leave us to ourselves, we should go off. But it is God who is keeping us in holiness. So that until God has given you the redemption from your sin, whatever you do, your holiness, your righteousness, your ability to have communion with God, everything is lost. Everything is gone. So the need for our redemption, for our redemption, is a great thing. And no man can do any of the holiness, righteousness, to meet up to the standard of God. No man can do that. So that it's only God in mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who condescended to take our human nature, yet without sin, to die on the cross of Calvary, to purchase our redemption. And Christ said that he that cometh unto me, I will nowise cast him out. Christ said, "Ni abeba min chance of a pamin quadiano, min jinin enfi, min pamino, min ma enfreno." So, my question for us this morning is that have you also looked into your heart and have you considered that your sins have been paid for by the blood of Christ? Because the Bible tells us that it is in him alone we can have redemption from our sins. In him alone that we can be ransomed from the curse of our sin, from the curse of the law, because the law of God makes us more sinners because we are unable to meet them, and under it we are more pressed, under it we are more exposed to our own sinfulness. So each one of us should look into his or her heart and ask the question, has my sin been paid for? Has the punishment of my sin been paid for before we leave this world? Because else one day when you go and meet God, you go and meet him as a slave to your own sin. And what will God have to do with slaves? At that day, God is only going to do and be happy with sons and his daughters. Those whom through Christ they have made his sons and daughters. So if you meet God at that day, at the day of judgment, and you are still a slave to your sin, God will tell you to turn out from his way. So let us think through this. May the Lord help us to think about the redemption of Christ, because it's only through that, even our best tells us, even the forgiveness of sin, it is only through that we can ever have forgiveness for our own sins. So may the Lord help us and grant us this, for us all to consider this.